Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a victory for President Obama. U.S. Senator Barbara Mikulski has announced she will vote in favor of a recent international agreement on Iran's nuclear program. Her vote ensures that President Barack Obama will prevail in the administration's effort to complete action on the agreement. Secretary of State John Kerry Wednesday defended that agreement.
The Iran agreement is not a panacea for the sectarian and extremist violence that has been ripping that region apart. But history may judge it a turning point, a moment when the builders of stability seized the initiative from the destroyers of hope.
John Kerry. Photographs of the body of a migrant boy that washed up on a Turkish beach were printed Wednesday in newspapers across Europe. Turkish authorities believe the boy was one of 13 Syrian migrants who drowned Wednesday when two boats capsized. A team of U.S. defense officials has started surveying a medium-security military prison in Charleston, South Carolina, to potentially hold detainees currently at the detention facility in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. A defense spokesman says the team will conduct the surveys Wednesday and Thursday at the U.S. Naval Consolidated Brig at Charleston Naval Weapons Station. He did not say where other site surveys will be conducted in the future. A former Congolese rebel leader known as the Terminator has pleaded not guilty to charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Bosco Ntaganda entered his plea Wednesday on the first day of his trial at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Prosecutors say he is responsible for atrocities committed by his rebel group in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in 2002 and 2003. This is VOA News. A judge in the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore has rejected a defense motion to dismiss charges against six police officers in the death of Freddie Gray, the 25-year-old black suspect who died while in police custody. Gray's death sparked sometimes violent racial unrest. The judge ruled that each officer will be given a separate trial. All of the officers have pleaded not guilty. Official figures from across the United States reveal a startling increase in the number of murders in several major cities this year. Officials seem to be at a loss to pinpoint the exact reasons why. The New York Times newspaper says more than 30 cities across the nation have reported a sharp increase in homicides so far this year. U.S. President Barack Obama wraps up a trip to Alaska Wednesday with a visit to a community north of the Arctic Circle that is battling coastal erosion caused by rising seas. Mr. Obama visited a salmon fishery as well.
Or if you've eaten wild salmon, it's likely to have come from here. And yeah, this has some of the biggest salmon runs, sockeye, the world, and it's part of the reason why it's so critical that we make sure that we protect this incredible natural resource.
Mr. Obama also visited a local school where children in native dress performed a traditional dance. The president's trip to America's northernmost state is aimed at highlighting the harmful effects of climate change. Human Rights Watch says Turkish security forces are committing acts of abuse against civilians in their fight against the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. Dorian Jones reports.
In a new report, Human Rights Watch accused Turkish police of engaging in severe ill-treatment and abuse of detainees in the battle against the Kurdish PKK rebel group. The report, citing a series of case studies, was compiled in Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast, the center of the conflict. The Turkish police crackdown follows the collapse in July of a government-backed peace process and ceasefire with the PKK. Since then, hundreds have been reportedly killed in nearly daily clashes. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Gunmen wearing military uniforms kidnapped 18 Turkish workers Wednesday in Iraq's capital Baghdad. The workers were working for a construction company building a soccer stadium. There's no indication of the identity of the kidnappers. U.S. and Japanese officials are asking that the Chinese economy be the main focus of an upcoming meeting of the Group of 20. The group plans to meet Friday and Saturday in Turkey. China's market turmoil and the devaluation of its currency have sent shockwaves through global stock and commodity markets in recent weeks. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.